There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Gastology. Hello and welcome to Gastology, the podcast where we listen to podcasts and then tell you the podcasts that we've listened to that you should also listen to. I am one of your hosts, your castologists, Zane C. Weber, here with...
Full of Mexican nip liquor.
Food, Mexican food, Mexican food. Yeah.
Not full of Mexican or Mexican food, Liz Best.
How are we, everyone?
Oh, God. Full of Mexican food.
Apparently.
Just you need that food clarified.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think
at this moment.
I didn't think of
you
that.
Really do.
You all have sick minds and naturally went that way.
How
you
dare
also
you?
Have a sick mind, so why did it not go that way for you?
Well, apparently I don't, so...
You're just a bit slow today, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexican food's slowing you down.
If you are joining us for the first time, what we do here is we recommend a podcast each every episode, and then we go back and we review the podcast we recommended last episode. We don't have a theme this week.
We do not.
So we're just bringing some podcasts
just
that we kind of like.
Stuff we've listened to.
Yeah, we just kind of liked it. So who would like to go first?
I will.
Okay, Liz. Yay. What did you bring this week?
Nick, this is for you.
Thank you.
I found a podcast that was only 3 episodes in, and I messaged the guys, and I was like, actually, it was only 1 when I first found it. And I was like, guys, can I recommend a podcast with only 1 episode? And they're like, sure. It's called I Spied. Now, what it's about is about spies.
Oh, it's well,
okay. For sure. Okay. All right.
So it's about a comedian who used to be a part of ASIO. So not only is he a ridiculously funny storyteller, but he used to be a fucking spy. And so I don't know how he doesn't have a hit out on him, because he actually, his name is David Callan. Not to be confused with Dave Callan.
Now he's on a list.
Yeah, he's on a list. But yeah, there's another comedian called Dave Callan who is not the Australian David Callan that I am talking about. And he is a former ASIO intelligence officer. And he sits down in this series with National News Director at Nova journalist Michelle Stevenson and chats about all of the stuff that he learnt and uncovered whilst being an Australian spy.
Yeah, breaking all the rules, I assume.
Well,
yeah.
I was
breaking the rules.
I don't know. Like, it's just made me really question what the rules are and must be. Because at one point he even tells Michelle that, we're talking about who has police files on them. And he's like, well, because you're doing this podcast now, you will now have one on you. And I was like, how can you do this? But also hilarious. Like, you know, he talks about one of the stories I really liked is he talks about a time where he, because he was an actor as well, and they asked him to stand in to be like a terrorist in a training exercise. So he decided to just be the smart mouth, you know, like 80s wise guy quip, and they just pistol whipped him across the face. And I was like, as they should.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so it's kind of like the blurb says, I Spied will take a look at the dark underbelly of the intelligence world and give its love handles a damn good shake. If you think you're being watched and want to know who is doing the watching, listen to I Spied.
So how do the episodes break down? Is it just like going through his career, or is it
different,
like,
topics?
Okay.
So
okay.
Like, one will talk about that particular plane incident. There's another one talking about files and who's got files on them. There's another one talking about times when he's had to trail like a Russian hacker person, and it he turned out he was trailing the wrong guy. And there's, you know, episodes of, there's just little stories broken down into kind of topics. So the way the episodes break down is they'll do a little bit of a pull quote from the story at the top, like a particularly hilarious pull quote, And then they go into the start of the story and then talk about the topic that the story's brought up. So, yeah, it's just kind of him telling stories and Michelle just trying to tease out extra details here and there.
I love it. It has spies, that's all.
Aussie spies. And he's a comedian. I just think that having a comedian spy is like the greatest crossover with potential for absolute fuckery. And, yeah.
I think it's a testament to the arts that literally anyone can be a comedian.
Well, yeah, and literally anyone can be a spy, apparently. No, well, that's not true. He had to go through a lot of testing to go through it, but I was just like, maybe that's an alternative career path for me now that the arts can't be a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's just to get communications.
Yeah,
just exactly. Protect your fellow man and woman.
Exactly. So I spied, it's called.
I spied. Excellent.
I spied.
Okay, Nick, what are you bringing?
I'm bringing an Angry Making podcast.
Oh.
Sorry. It's only four episodes, but it's called The Untold Story Policing. Now, what this is about is more of an education about police systems in the United States. It swings heavily towards Black America. The host, Jay Ellis, is an actor who basically has no idea how policing works and wants to get more information about it. It's very interesting to listen to because it doesn't really break things down in a way that is designed to fuel rage, but rather educate. And I found this one particularly fascinating because it manages to do it very quickly over four episodes. Each episode's about 25 to 30 minutes, and it does an efficient job of telling the specifics of like police unions, you know, activism within like the police community, like outside, and also like advocating against like police brutality. This for me, I think, is a very current podcast and remains current even if police brutality isn't really in the headlines currently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, the key thing is that it does it over four episodes. It doesn't really take a long time to get into it. It's like, these are the stories that we want to tell. This is the information we want to show throughout.
So it's four and done.
That's it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, so it's literally just about policing. I think it's actually a series because it's Lemonada Media or whatever, and I think they're doing a series on untold stories within American, like, arenas, whether it's politics.
Right, so there'd be, like, an overarching untold stories this, untold stories that.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know what they're doing next, but policing was, I think, the first one. This one only just came out, I think, towards the end of July, and I binged it. I listened to the first episode, and I was like, I'm just going to wait for the rest of it to come out.
Yeah.
And I got to the fourth episode, and it was done, and I was like, oh, okay. That's cool.
Oh.
But Jay Ellis is an amazing host. I'm very curious to see how you guys feel about him because there's a lot of energy and a lot of positivity that I get out of him. So
sweet.
Yeah. Ooh. Untold Story Policing.
Interesting having positivity in a podcast about policing.
Yeah, especially in America.
Ooh.
That was a real weird segue to Zane's time. Okay, well, I'm recommending a submission. So this was submitted by Kevin Gooty, which is his name. I believe he goes by either Gooty or Goaty. It kind of sounds the same on the podcast.
Yeah, cool.
And it's called Gutting the Sacred Cow.
Gross.
Wow.
You want to know what it's about?
That's a vivid title.
Yeah, because that's... I would love to know what that's about before passing comment.
So basically, it's two comedians, Kevin Gooty and Kevin Israel, and they get guests in to basically dismantle and destroy and tell you why your favorite film is the worst.
Yes.
So they pick a film that is
okay.
successful.
Good.
That's not at all what I expected with Gutting the Sacred Cow.
I was like, is this going to be some kind of feeding 10 billion horrible, like, look at our society and how we're fucking everything up?
No, I said I've promised no more of that until December.
Bless.
So basically, like, the episodes that I've recommended is really just like pick a movie that you want to hear them rant about. I particularly liked Fight Club, Batman vs Superman, which while everyone does hate that movie, it was wildly commercially successful.
Yeah.
So that's why they spoke about
okay.
it. And Mighty Ducks.
Oh. I don't want them to wreck
no,
movies.
No, every cow must be gutted. Especially the duck cows.
I might at least start with a movie that I also think is terrible and overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to ease myself into the heartbreak.
So this is very high energy, two comedians we're talking with their funny friends. It's not particularly scripted or produced. It is just kind of really chatty. But I really liked it, jumping in and, yeah, especially because, yeah, if you agree with them, you will get on that bandwagon, and if you disagree with them, you'll be yelling in your office.
What differentiates this from any other movie podcast?
The fact that they relish destroying people's ivory towers.
Yeah.
And that they only pick, like, beloved films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So really, it is like, yeah, they come in.
They will kill everything you
guests
love.
Their pick a film that they think is overrated, and then they come in and destroy it. And they try to convince.
I'm here for this energy.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah, they try and convince the two Kevins that it is not worth their time.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
I've tried to do that with a lot of really good films that people adored. Guys, Dark Knight, not that good.
I mean, it makes no sense.
No, no. Mm.
But
I also didn't like Blade Runner. Everyone raves
about
Blade Runner.
Yeah, no, we spoke
about
this.
I've seen both. And I was just like, boo. What other, like, amazing films that did I not like? I didn't like the first Avengers movie at all.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
I'm
about to cut the segment out.
Okay. Well, those are the three recommendations. I recommended Gutting the Sacred Cow. Nick?
The Untold Story Policing.
And Liz.
I spied with my little eyed. No, just I spied.
I spied. All right. Well, let's go back to last week.
Such
and the
an
podcast
innocent time.
That we recommended then. Now, we all recommended really weird ones last week, I think.
Weird as
yes.
in not our normal? Or
weird as in like not having anything to do with each other at
oh,
all.
They have
yeah.
wildly like, varied. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start with mine because I think everyone's going to have a lot to say about what Zane recommended last week. I recommended Once More with Dragons, which is a Dungeons & Dragons actual play adventure. Cast
Nick
with,
looks
with
like
a,
he's trying to shoot himself in the head with the microphone.
Well, he can't because I haven't loaded them. A cast with musical theatre YouTubers and podcasters, and the story kind of revolves around a theatre. Now, I've been warned away from musical theatre by Nick, and I've been warned away from Dungeons & Dragons by Liz. So
you did well.
Really bringing it on myself this week.
Well, my first comment in my notes is, are you deliberately trying to combine something I love with something I hate?
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, thank you.
I hate you. I really enjoyed this. All of their nerdy, terrible, like the worst musical theatre puns made me laugh and made my heart happy. And hats off to whoever plays the character of Evelyn Forte, because she just talks like this the whole time. I'm Evelyn Forte! And just yells into her microphone, and I was here for it. I probably won't subscribe to this one forever, but for the little bit of time that I spent with these characters, I enjoyed it. I will say you do, and they do mention this, you do feel the lag of them being separated
yeah,
by COVID because
yeah.
occasionally some people like think of a joke a half a beat behind when it would have been funny to say
yeah.
and then someone's like, sorry, what did you say? And you're like, oh. But, like, if you like musical theatre and you like Dungeons & Dragons or even one of those things, there is a chance you could not hate this podcast.
That is so much better than I thought I was going to get.
Honestly, whoever played the character of Evelyn Forte won me over, like, 20-fold.
Yeah. I will send her a gift card.
Yes.
Yeah, this ain't it.
I'm sorry. Thing... Next time I'll combine musical theatre with spies.
Well,
actually,
it's not a bad idea. Look, I listened to two episodes of this a while ago, and I don't remember much. And then when I went back to re-listen just to like jog my memory, I remember why, and it was because Evelyn Forte is probably the most annoying person to have in my ear.
What are you saying? It's me, Evelyn Forte.
And I don't mean to like, and people, listeners, roast me if you hate my laugh, but there is someone on the show, if it's Evelyn, who has a laugh that if you listen to it at 1.5 or 2 is agonizing.
Stop listening anyway, to shit at 1.2.
I did 1.5 and 2. But I was just going through just to remind myself. Anyway,
So telling somebody that their laugh when sped up is awful.
And yeah, they should be held accountable.
Yeah, yes. You know what? And I just called them out. So no, I'm super sorry, actually. But look, I feel like for me, this was a realization that perhaps I don't actually like D&D podcasts at all. I don't understand.
Actual play ones or all of them?
All of them. Okay. To be fair, I haven't listened to the one that you guys talk about with the moustache man that I hate. What's that one?
Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah. Does Paul F. Tompkins do a D&D podcast?
Was that the D&D one you were talking
about?
No. Okay, ignore me then. Which was the one that you liked?
Dragon Friends.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that one, so that might be one that gets...
They get the comedy right.
Gets on the rails.
Yeah.
The one thing I did love is that everyone really seemed to enjoy themselves doing this, and it's pretty infectious when you listen to it. Putting my hatred aside, their love and enjoyment for being around each other and participating is very infectious to listen to.
Well, aren't they Broadway people on lockdown? Like,
are they?
They're musical theatre performers
on lockdown, not able to do their craft. Yeah. So I think that played a part in me enjoying it as well, that backstory of knowing that, you know, they're making this because they can't make their chosen art.
Yeah. And I mean, I got none of the references. I was like, great.
Dear Elvin Hansen, I died.
So you know how like people have those jokes and you're like, yeah, that was me the whole time. Look, this is not, look, it's not a bad podcast. It just is not at all my cup of tea. Yeah, sorry, guys.
I'm sorry. I feel really bad. Next time I'll get a podcast that combines sport with espionage.
Okay.
That would be a good one. Espionage in sport, I'd actually listen to.
Look, I've already gave you the music and espionage one.
Yeah.
So let's just calm down.
Whatever.
Let's go to Nick's recommendation from last week.
Yeah. So my recommendation was Wild Wild Tech, which is a podcast that discusses the intersection between pop culture and technology. What did you guys think?
I feel like this is much more enjoyable than you made it sound.
What?
I don't know. Like, I feel like when you first announced what it was and you're like, it's pop culture and tech and this and that, and I was kind of like, yeah, I'm not really... Ooh. And then I listened to it and I binged like 4 episodes in a row. I feel like it's not like super technical tech, but like a layperson's eye on technology and how it actually affects us as people with pop culture. Like the Apple iPhone episode I loved because it's based on the Rian Johnson interview. Actually, should I say this or is this a spoiler? They give spoiler warnings for it in the episode about the iPhone thing.
I don't think so.
If you jump forward like 10 to 15 seconds if you don't want to hear what I'm about to say about Apple iPhones. So Rian Johnson basically said that if you see Apple won't let villains hold iPhones. Like, at all. So, we rewatch movies. Any person that you see who's got an iPhone, the person who is, like, on the Dell is going to be the bad guy, you know?
Yeah.
But I loved that because they kind of went into, like, the contractual aspect of that, then talked to different people about different movies and people who'd had theories way back in the day and posted it on forums and then had it confirmed. And I also really liked the episode about... why Disney Plus decided to censor Daryl Hannah's butt and give her like a butt merkin. Like, considering, and I didn't know this, Splash was the first movie that Touchstone Pictures ever released, and Touchstone Pictures is Disney, their non-family friendly brand. So I don't understand why they would then censor their own.
Because Disney's all family friendly. Yeah.
But it's not, because all of the Avengers movies have people doing violence and shit like that, and that's not
to a level of PG-13 and never above.
But why are butts worse than violence?
But you'll also notice that it's only when it's in an actor's contract that you see a man shirtless on Disney. Because, like, if they're wearing shirts, even if they're playing sport, they'll have an undershirt so that their shirt lifts up. It's just you're seeing undershirt, not, like, midriff or anything.
But I don't think this serves... Anyway, this whole episode was talking about exactly what we're talking about now and the fact that I don't think it serves them, and I don't think butts are more offensive than violence. I'm sorry.
Dear Disney.
Butts are great. Love, Liz.
Yeah, butts are sick.
yeah, I am looking forward to the different topics that they have because there's only a few episodes out.
There's only nine episodes out. Very new podcast.
At time of recording, there's only nine. So, and I think when I first started listening, there was only six. But yeah, the hosts are engaging and I think it's a really accessible kind of did you know facty pop culture-y thing. I can't word tonight, but I liked it.
It works.
I also think that Nick sold this in a poor way.
Nice.
Sometimes it's
good to keep the expectations low just so you wouldn't come out and be like, oh, shit.
I went in thinking it would be like real science podcast. Not that this is fake science podcast.
Yeah.
But this is definitely like high school, easy to listen to, let's make science cool podcast. And that's perfectly fine. But it took me a while to get into it. I particularly liked the how did TikTok replace Tinder for lesbians?
what was the army recruitment one? That one was great too.
Yeah. And how does Animal Crossing's black market reflect the real world? What I really like about this is they're very of the moment explorations, and they're not just like, hey, this is happening and some people are saying this. They do actually give it a little bit of working as well. So while this isn't hard science podcast, it's still a good science podcast.
Good. I was worried that you were going to be like, you didn't sell it well because I thought I'd like it and it was terrible because it was
No, not at all. Science. This is an easy subscribe for me.
Yeah, good.
I don't think this is one that I couldn't binge. I think this would get on my nerves if I binged it, but definitely the episodes are very interesting and fun.
I didn't mean to binge it, but you see, I listened to it when I was going home from the Gold Coast, and then when I got home, I realized, I was like, where's my iPad?
Oh, no.
I left it at my friend's apartment, so then I had to drive back to the Gold Coast and then back home again because I needed it for work. So I was just like, I'll just keep listening.
It was a good driving show.
It was a good driving show. I will say that.
All right. Well, that is Wild Wild Tech. Let's finish off with a celebrity impersonation from whoever's going to do it.
I won't do it.
Well, what's the name of the podcast called?
This podcast. This is the. It's called Heist.
With whom?
Michael Caine. I can't do it because I'm laughing too much. Nick, what's it called?
Heist with Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Oh, no, this is so bad.
Don't make us laugh before we do impersonations.
Yeah, let us be serious.
Yeah, it's Heist with Michael Caine. And it's literally Michael Caine narrating Heist. What did we think?
I fucking love this shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, Nick loves it.
Yes.
you're just picking podcasts for Nick now, right?
Look, now I love how obvious it's becoming. Now it's just like Heist, I Spy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to love all that shit.
Well, it's because I get super fixated on a topic. So once I discover I like something, I then go listen to all of the podcasts that I can find that are good about the thing that I've just discovered I like.
Yeah. This is terrific. This is such a great show. It's only six episodes, but each of the actual heists are a lot of fun to listen to. I really love the first episode. Is a really fucking good episode because it's very like it feels very old school in terms of like the bank robberies, and then seeing how the show kind of develops into less about that and more informational and technology heists, I thought was a very interesting and pretty subtle progression. I think it wasn't very on the nose. I know that Michael Caine mentions it too easy. He mentions it as it goes on. I think the only issue that I have with it is that I feel like Michael Caine doesn't need to be here.
That was the one thing I had against it as well. Like it's a super solid podcast, informationally and structurally and production wise. But I felt like Michael Caine was just reading.
Which I think is fine because sometimes in podcast world and acting world, you need a name to get extra eyes on a thing.
That's totally fair. Except this is Audible and I expect a bit more from Audible.
Yeah. Stephen
Fry's podcast on Audible, they are done very well.
He had to record this during lockdown. So he started and then lockdown happened and then it was all...
Well, Michael Caine can get away with a lot, but when he gives an average performance, I will call it average.
It's and I don't know
it's not bad.
Yeah, like I don't know if this is just Michael Caine in general, just being a bit sort of like, and then they drove off with the Vatican Bank or whatever, but like,
and then they drove off with the Watting
with
Bank?
With the bank. I kind of like messed up a little bit.
They drove off with the bank.
With the bank.
They took the bank.
They took the fucking bank.
They put it in the back of the car.
Don't even know. He's
gonna fuck it up now. But I think like listening to it, I'm like, Michael Caine, honestly, he's not bad to listen to, but I'm like, why is he here? You literally could put anyone else in this role and tell him to have a bit more energy, and I think the result would probably just be better.
I agree to a point, but also hearing that accent talking about crime just
it is pretty sick. It is pretty sick because it's kind of like, I feel like there's a way he could have approached it in terms of like him potentially being like an ex-con himself, you know, inhibiting a character that's telling these stories. Yeah. I feel like that could have been an option here that could have displayed it a little bit better. But for me, this is a really good show. I'm just like, I don't understand why Michael Caine takes up 3/4 of the fucking podcast art. Like,
Yeah, because he's literally the masthead to pull people in.
Yeah, and that's fine. But I'm just sitting here, I'm like, okay, like this is a great show. I fucking love this show. But I don't understand why Michael Caine's here, except Audible has lots of money.
Correct, they do.
They sure do. And on that note, that's the end of this episode.
That's all you're going to say about it.
I totally agree. It's a solid podcast with great information, great production. Michael Caine kind of felt like he was just reading a script.
Look, and he was.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
I was like, if Michael Caine had treated it like an acting role and read it with character rather than just like he's reading a script, it felt like a table read is what it felt like
fair
to
enough.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, fair call.
And that's totally fine. Like, he's not acting. He's not with other people. He's recording by himself. But, like, that's just, don't go into this expecting Michael Caine from any of the crime movies that you've seen Michael Caine in.
No.
Go in expecting Michael Caine.
It's 110% token, but I'm here for it.
Yeah. Okay, so Audible does have a lot of money. And
how do we get some of that money?
Audible, please.
We are actually available on Amazon and Audible now.
Oh, you can get us on Audible?
Yeah. Okay, so Audible is Amazon's new, is now a podcast service as well.
Oh,
only
okay,
in America.
Cool.
It's not here yet.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so we are available there for those in the Northern Hemisphere, in the Americas.
That's a bit fancy.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that.
But you can give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Would be real nice.
Look, even if you don't have an iPhone, just find someone that does. Take their phone off them. Give us a 5-star rating and give it back. It's not hard.
Yeah, steal their phone. Who gives a shit? Privacy doesn't matter this day.
Just borrow it for the time it takes to give us 5 stars and write a review.
Just say, hey, you smell. Go have a shower. While they're in the shower,
grab their phone. By the way, look at your phone for no reason.
Or you can shout out on social media. Share it with your friends if you don't have an Apple device. And if you want to submit your podcast for us to listen to and maybe recommend, like Gutting the Sacred Cow did, just go to our website, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where there is a form that you can fill out, or just reach out on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, those social medias. That's where we are.
Mm.
It's where we live.
All right. I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Nick Bleeker
and
Liz Best.
We'll be back same time next week. Keep listening to podcasts, please.
History is a fascinating field that is unfortunately massive on a scale that beggars comprehension and is not always easily accessible, especially when we're talking about the complex issues of human rights abuses and government oppression that surround genocides. Here at Genestory, we agreed to do this. We aim to change that. Join me on the 15th of every month as we take a comprehensive overview of the field of genocide studies, the various genocides throughout history, and the representation of genocide in fictional media. Together, we're going to help ensure that never again is more than just a slogan. You can find Genestory wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.